KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear, and we have currently 6 degrees above zero in Atlantic at 7:06. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, a high around 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County report this morning one person was arrested on drug and numerous other charges last week following the execution of a search warrant at a residence in Bagley, a home at 405 Main Street occupied by Dawn Marie Chinberg and 28-year-old Dustin Tyler Woody of Bagley, was searched at around 9:30 p.m. on February 27th, during which methamphetamine, weapons, and drug paraphernalia were seized. Woody was arrested and charged with felony possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth, child endangerment, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. He appeared before the magistrate on Friday and was ordered to pay a $100,000 cash or surety bond prior to being released from the Guthrie County Jail. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported Monday that 2 people were arrested Sunday on theft and other charges following a traffic stop on a vehicle reported stolen out of Pottawatomie County. 43-year-old Joseph K. Pardue of Omaha was charged with theft in the second degree, and 31-year-old Benjamin Lee Foote of Crescent was charged with theft in the second degree, driving while barred and driving under suspension. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail, where Pardue was being held on a $5,000 bond, and Foote's bond was set at $7,000. The sheriff's office reports also the arrest last Thursday of 37-year-old Amy Jo Nicholson of Des Moines. She was taken into custody on a district court warrant for ongoing criminal conduct. Nicholson was brought to the Cass County Jail and later transported to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Oakdale. And on Saturday, deputies in Cass County arrested 23-year-old Sinead Lee Edwards of Oakland on a charge of OWI first offense. Edwards was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. Authorities in Cass County say one person was injured during one of two separate accidents Sunday morning. The first happened at around 5 a.m. on White Pole Road in Wyota. Authorities say a 2005 Jaguar, owned and driven by 19-year-old Bryson Thomas West of Atlantic, was eastbound on White Pole Road when the car hit a large snowdrift in the road and went out of control before running through a fence. West was transported to Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. Damage to his vehicle was estimated at $3,500, while damage to the fence was estimated at $500. The second accident happened at around 7:50 a.m. on Sunday on 710th Street. Officials say a pickup truck driven and owned by 22-year-old Joshua Brian Benkin of Messina was southbound on 710th Street when the vehicle went out of control. The pickup rolled once into the east ditch and landed on its wheels. There were no injuries reported with that accident. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $7,000, and Benkin was cited for failure to maintain control. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest of a local man on Saturday. 38-year-old Mario Diaz Meres of Atlantic was taken into custody on a charge of public intoxication. Diaz Maris was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. And there were no injuries reported following an accident Sunday morning in Atlantic. The PD says a vehicle driven by Alec Gutenfelder of Atlantic was traveling west on 7th Street at around 10 a.m. and had stopped at the red light with Hospital Drive. A vehicle driven by Carol Nelson of Atlantic was also traveling west, but she failed to stop at the light and struck the Gutenfelder vehicle on the rear bumper. The damage amounted to $4,000. Nelson was cited for failure to maintain control and reduce speed. A dispatcher for the Pottawatomie County Communications Center received an award Monday afternoon for helping to save the life of a man who had fallen, was unconscious, and not breathing. Operator Becky Francis, who joined the unit in 2009, was honored by the Sheriff's Office and Council Bluffs Fire Department with a life-saving award. Sheriff's officials say that just before 11 a.m. on June the 1st of last year, Francis answered a 911 call from the son of an unresponsive male. She assisted the son in giving CPR instructions to his father until rescue crews could arrive and assume additional life-saving measures. The man survived and left the hospital a week later. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Gene Dunshee, age 88, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Gene Dunshee will be today at 10:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda has the arrangements. Verdella Smith, age 89, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Verdella Smith will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jill Steffens Blotney, age 65, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Jill Steffens Blotney will be today at 11 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove United Church of Christ in rural Carson. Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. William Steele, age 84, of Anita, died February 22nd at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for William Steele will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Ida Faye Lichtig, age 90, who was formerly of Defiance, died Sunday at the Manila Manor. A mass of Christian burial service for Ida Faye Lichtig will be held on Wednesday at 1:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marguerite Marge Eblin, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Marge Eblin will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marcella Claire Morford McCleary, age 84, of Dexter, died Friday. Memorial services for Marcella McCleary will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Penn Center United Methodist Church in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Kenneth Hinson, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Memorial services for Kenneth Hinson will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Courtney Johnston, age 27, of Dexter and formerly of Greenfield, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Courtney Johnston are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes in Atlantic, Anita, and in Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.